dog. Episode 75.
Wow.
Your mother made out the podcast. Josh and Justin, the last day of November. It's getting colder out.
It is.
It's almost time to put that tree up.
Ho, ho, ho. Yeah.
So there's a lot of people. I go to people's houses every day.
Right.
And there are a lot of people with their trees up, with their inflatables in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
Today I was on a bus, and it was right after school had ended, and there were children with Santa hats on already. It's not even December the 1st.
Now, would you call yourself, when it comes to the Christmas season, are you a bit of a Scrooge, or you embrace?
Well, it's got to be in December. Like the tree's got to go up, you know, in December, not November. Like,
okay, come so on. You're a stickler for December Christmasness.
Can't well, be issue, November. My issue is that if you put it up too early, then like December 26th, you're like, it's got to go. I'm Christmas out because, you know, the tree's been up for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
But you put it up, like ours will go up this weekend, first weekend of December. And then right. It'll stay up until the end of the month, and then you're feeling good.
Yeah, I think I'm going to my family's house this weekend, put up our tree, a bit of a tradition. A little dinner, a little tree building, if you will.
Well, if you see my brother on the street, say hello to me. He owes me an advent calendar.
Okay.
So maybe you can get that from him.
I'll tell him.
I don't know when I'll see either of you, but it'd be kind of nice if got it, because, you know, December 1st is tomorrow, so.
It is tomorrow. I have.
Or it's today.
Right. Well, I have a beer advent calendar that Cascadia Liquor Store puts together every year. I think this is either my third or fourth year getting it. And the night before each day, I pull the beer out so I can put it in the fridge so it's cold the next day. So I've already opened my advent calendar on December 1st. It's like a super flux pale ale or something like that. I didn't take a good look at it.
And now are these cans? Or yeah, are these like...
They're cans. Tall cans. And then they get... I think last year all the breweries were on the island. But they do like a bunch of different breweries and all local ones, different types of beer. And sometimes you get beer that you wouldn't normally get. Do you drink much craft beer at all? Or?
I mean, I like a good beer for sure. I'm not a big drinker just like on my own. But this is an interesting idea that maybe mm-hmm. I'll have to go investigate tomorrow after work.
If they still have them, they sell out pretty quick. Yeah, I should clarify, I'm not much of a drinker really at all either. I mean, I average probably a beer a week or something. So this, I'll be having a beer every day for the month of December, and that's a lot for me.
That is a lot, yeah. Because like you probably can't just like take one out and not drink it on a Tuesday night. You got to drink it. You can't just save it for the weekend.
No, you got to drink it every day. No. But you don't drink it. Typically, don't drink it in the morning. You know, right when I wake up.
Pop right, a normal advent calendar. Like once you wake up, you open it, have your chocolate, and then you go to school. But not with beer.
Not with beer. Not so much. You can't drink your beer, go to work, or anything like that. Hey, do you ever find yourself on Facebook Marketplace?
From time to time, I just look at like places to live, mostly not. Things,
not items.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes I go on there, and I guess I sometimes I look for records, or sometimes I look for. I have a bit of a film camera collection going, so I look for that sometimes. Really, I just kind of look at whatever there is, but every once in a while, excuse my cat, she scratches the couch. I go on there, and I see something. That I know some stuff about, like retro video games or something like that. And somebody has priced it for a fraction of what they should be. Like maybe it's an older person and they have no idea what they have. And what I'll do is I'll message them, not wanting to buy it for myself and maybe flip it or whatever, and just like politely warn them. Like, hey, you're selling this for $20. You could sell it for $300 and with no problem. And that,
right.
Something like that happened today. It's happened maybe 3 or 4 times. And sometimes it's met with like, thanks. You know, people are like, oh, thank you. That's great. And sometimes people just ignore you or they're a little bit rude about it. So I don't know. You kind of hit the spectrum. Today I messaged somebody and then like 5 minutes later, the ad wasn't there anymore. So.
Oh.
But my guess is with this item, they probably got like hundreds of messages because they priced it way too low. I think they said $25 when really they should have been like $300 or $400. So I think that's probably a pretty good sign if you put something on Marketplace and all of a sudden you've got hundreds of messages. It's like you probably have priced it too low.
You think hundreds of messages?
No, probably not hundreds, but probably tens of messages. That's what this person received. Because there's constantly people on Marketplace trying to find deals so they can flip it and make money or whatever. Because sometimes you go on Marketplace and you find something that you actually really want. It's like, oh, there's a camera that I've been looking for. They only want $20. That's great. And then you can see when they posted it. It's like, oh, they only posted it 9 minutes ago. Surely I'll be the first one to message. And they'll be like, oh, yeah, sorry. You're the fourth person to message me. It's like, well, yeah, people must be just sort of camped out on Facebook Marketplace waiting for the new deals to show up, you know?
What's the last thing you bought from Marketplace?
Let me look. I can look on my previous messages and I can find that out. Ah, I purchased a vintage cat embroidery framed wall art.
Oh.
Isn't that exciting?
I don't know. I don't know. Let me see. Marketplace. I mean, I've sold a lot of stuff on Marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of furniture.
Right.
But I can't remember the last thing I don't know if I've ever bought anything on Marketplace.
I got that. Sometimes I try to sell things. I think I've sold maybe 7 or 8 things before, but not like a tremendous amount.
Well.
Anyway,
it's exciting.
Yeah, super, super exciting.
Facebook. What do we normally say? Okay, so this weekend, I watched 2 movies.
Whoa.
Well, 3 movies. The third one was Xmas, a Christmas movie starring Robbie Amell, who you may know from Code 8.
Oh.
The podcast movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those romantic Christmas comedies.
Sure.
Working for, which, you know, it's fine. It's just in the background. But one movie we watched was called Pain Hustlers.
Pain Hustlers.
Yeah, out on Netflix. Starring Emily Blunt and Chris Evans, who you may know as Captain America. Hey, stop. It was okay.
Mm-hmm.
23% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh.
But probably better than that. Let me just move that. And then the second movie we watched was a movie called Hypnotic,
mm-hmm.
which I believe was on Prime, starring Ben Affleck.
Oh.
It was less good. It was about like, oh, actually, I can't even explain it, honestly. It was just very confusing. But psychics and finding missing daughters and yikes. You watch any movies?
I did not watch any movies at all, no.
Okay. You remember back in 2021 when the show Squid Game was all the rage. Did you watch Squid Game?
Nope.
Okay, well now, 2023, there's a reality show based on Squid Game where they just do all the, there's 456 people and they do the Squid Game games
Yes.
in real life for the $4 million for the prize, and we're currently watching that. It's okay. It's, yeah.
I've heard it's rather divisive. You know, people are a little upset, like seeing people, you know, compete for like something they may need for better livelihood, you know, and then they're not succeeding. I don't know. I just heard like people are like upset about it, and people are like the people, the contestants are like suing some of them.
Yeah, I don't know about that. We've only watched the, like 3 episodes,
Okay.
but yeah, that's what I hear. I don't know. I don't know what that's about.
That's kind of fun.
No. That's what we've been watching. That's been your November watch update.
December. I can't believe it's almost time for the Christmas. My next movie is not a Christmas movie, by the way, but I can.
That's okay. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do.
Okay. Do you watch any or any movies you have to see during the Christmas period?
No, but I'll probably watch Elf. Elf seems to be like the movie we watch.
Elf. I definitely make sure I watch gotta watch Home Alone at least. And Elf is good too.
Yeah, Home Alone. National Lampoon is normally there as well.
Oh yes, that's my mom's favorite Christmas movie.
Yeah, another favorite movie of your mom's, I think, is The Burbs,
Oh yeah, she loves it.
1989 Tom Hanks movie. Yeah, so we should talk about that maybe.
Okay. We can do that.
The Burbs, Tom Hanks. Now, I'm just gonna tell you, this movie disappointed me, a little bit. There was a lot of, a lot of talk online about how, well, it's such a cult classic and, movie's good, but, it was just an average movie to me. I didn't see it.
I'm with you on that one. It was very campy, which I enjoyed how it was a bit lighthearted.
Yeah, there were, I mean, there were some good parts. And there were some, the movie didn't really do anything. Like, there wasn't anything, it's not a whole lot going on.
Yeah, that was one of my things I noticed. Like, it just took a while for things to get going. I would say the it got interesting when they were trying to like infiltrate the house or whatever. But it was a lot of build up, and it was just like a little boring. Yeah.
I thought the acting was pretty good. For a movie like this, normally, Leprechaun, for example, you have, maybe one good performance at Tom Hanks or Jennifer Aniston, and then you have nobody else holding their weight. But I thought, the actors in this was, they were all did pretty well.
Yeah, I agree.
Even the neighbor, just a comedy guy,
Yep.
was great. And yeah,
I
great.
liked that. I think this is the first movie I've ever seen that has Carrie Fisher in it that isn't a Star Wars movie.
Yeah, she was in it. Sad, she didn't really have a bigger part. She was just kind of the wife who
Yes.
was kind of, shunned away when things got tough.
Yeah.
I mean, one of my favorite parts of the movie was seeing Tom Hanks watching both Jeopardy and Mr. Rogers.
Totally.
Funny because he ends up playing Mr. Rogers in a movie.
That is a great point. And yes, it reminded me him and his wife watching Jeopardy, like writing all the answers down. It reminded me of some good old times when you were my wife and we would do that together.
YouTube.com / what's it called?
Hammer
Hammer time?
sauce. Hammer sauce.
Hammer time. Yeah, youtube.com/hammersauce.
Yeah, if you want to see us, like our faces.
I don't know if it's still... It's probably not how you get there, but...
I'm sure it is. You can do it.
YouTube. Sometimes I search hammer sauce in YouTube and it's bowling related. So,
right. We didn't do any bowling.
Hammer bowling.
Hammer bowling. Right.
Taste testing soy sauce. You gotta scroll down a lot to get us, but we're there.
You'll find us.
We are hammer sauce. Yeah. Then, I mean, even Corey Feldman, I thought was good.
Yeah, he was not bad. He was not bad. I think this is the first movie I've seen with him in it. That might not be right. But I haven't seen The Goonies, and I know people are going to be like, yeah, I've seen The Goonies. And I haven't seen Gremlins. Actually, I've seen Stand By Me. So, not entirely true. Yeah, he was pretty good. I did find that there wasn't enough, like, you know, they're on this cul-de-sac, and there's five neighbors or whatever it is. But there wasn't, like, enough for... interesting variety between them. It was like, okay, there's the army guy, and then everyone else is just kind of like the same, you know. I wish there was like a bit more variety there. I thought it might have been a bit more interesting. And yeah, I don't know, just there wasn't any parts where I was rolling my eyes. I didn't super dislike, but it was just, you're right, it was just kind of like just average.
Yeah, nothing special.
Yeah,
Do you remember Walter's dog?
Walter's dog?
Yeah, you know the dog in the movie?
Yeah.
That wasn't Tom Hanks' dog?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did that dog look familiar to you?
That dog was in another movie we saw?
Perhaps that dog was in one of your favorite movies, if not your favorite movie of all time.
That dog was in Dead Alive. I know. That dog was in Silence of the Lambs.
That dog was in Silence of the Lambs, yeah.
Right.
Weird. Because that movie came out in 91 and this movie came out in 89. So, long.
That dog had a long career.
Yeah.
This was, this movie came out post Big, I think. Yeah, post Big. I love that Tom Hanks movie. That was a great Tom Hanks movie. I haven't seen many bad Tom Hanks movies, I suppose.
Well, we saw one podcast.
The Lady Killers?
Yeah. So Big came out, and then he went to this one.
Right.
You know.
I don't know. I kind of liked The Lady Killers, didn't I? I thought I did.
He got a Best Actor nomination for Big.
Oh, that does not surprise me. He's great in that movie. Have you seen that one?
This movie came out the same year as Turner and Hooch.
Oh, that's one I haven't seen.
You had never seen Turner and Hooch?
I've never seen Turner and Hooch.
Turner and Hooch was a big movie that was always on TBS growing up.
Oh.
Turn the TV and you're like, oh, wait, there's Turner and Hooch.
Never caught it. I got to say, this movie was shot pretty nice. Like, I was thinking about like movies I maybe have seen from the late 80s, and sometimes they just look like absolute garbage. They're just like really grainy and compositions all fucked. But this one looks really nice.
The budget wasn't that big, only $18 million, but I guess for a film that's just kind of taking place. I mean, it was filmed on a lot. Like they right. built these houses.
Mm-hmm.
So where did the $18 million go?
I don't know. I did actually kind of notice that, like, when they were outside, it didn't really feel like they were outside. Like, the lot very well may be an open space or whatever, but there was something weird about it. I'm like, this must have been just like a whole set that they made.
Yeah, it was like on sitcoms when they're outside, but they're really not outside.
Yeah. It had that feel to it. And I think the part of this movie that had potential for being the most interesting, which was what was going on in the neighbor house. What were they called? The Cavlocks? Was it?
Oh, yeah, like the Kepler, the Klopiks.
Klopiks, yeah, that one. there just wasn't enough payoff to what really was happening and what wasn't as interesting in there. And I don't know. I thought they could have done a little bit more. The payoff wasn't enough. And yeah. it wasn't like as an enough mystery about really what was going on. It was kind of like they think something's going on, and then of course they're going to go in there and nothing really is going on. And then it was a little predictable with like, oh, really, there was something going on. It was, I don't know, it all fell a little flat.
Yeah. That was kind of the theme of the movie. Just a lot of hype and then it just falls flat.
Mm-hmm.
Classic 5 out of 10 movie.
Whoa, don't give too much away.
That's okay. Yeah. Well, you know, I picked it in good faith.
Right.
Roger Ebert gave it 2 out of 4 stars, which is 5 out of 10.
Yeah. It was kind of like a movie, like the whole thing, I thought it was pretty enjoyable, but there was no parts where I really laughed or was really, I thought was great. And there was also no parts where I thought was really stupid and pointless.
Yeah. But I guess I was thinking about this as well. This movie came out in 89,
mm-hmm.
but we're judging it based on 2023. So maybe at the time, you know, this is like a big thing. We hadn't seen this before.
It's very amazing true. Movie. It's very true. I was talking to some people at my work about Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Ugh.
And they were like, oh, I love Jean-Claude Van Damme. Have you seen this movie? And this movie, he was great in that. And I think, well, maybe at the time that was like good, but by today's standards, I mean, he, from the movie I saw him in, it was just dreadful. Like, right, exactly. Yeah, you said it right there. And yeah, it's so weird. People get bit by the nostalgia bug, and it's just, I don't know, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, a little crazy. It's crazy how it's December tomorrow and you're not even picking a Christmas movie.
It is also very crazy.
Christmas movie all month long. All right, well, anything else you want to talk about?
No.
The Burbs.
This one's, I mean, it's pretty fun. This one would be, I think I would say this would be a good one to like watch with some friends or something. A good like Friday night movie or something. You don't have to pay too much attention to it, and it's interesting enough.
Yeah, it is interesting enough. Okay, well, acting. You want to get us started off with your acting score?
Yes, I will. I thought the acting was pretty solid. Tom Hanks, of course, he's good. Carrie Fisher, although not in too much, she was pretty good too. And even this was one of the better parts of the guy who's supposed to be like the funny guy, as you were saying, he was actually a pretty solid actor. It wasn't like stupid funny. It was kind of like, it was actually kind of funny. And yeah, just overall pretty solid, actually. I might give acting maybe like a 7, but pretty good.
Yeah, well, I thought everybody was, you know, on point. No weirdos,
right?
Even like the one kind of scene people where they seemed like they knew what they were doing. Tom Hanks was great, so I gave this one an eight out of 10.
Nice.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Ending. The ending was less good.
Right.
In my opinion. Maybe that's where, you know, the score kind of will dip to the low one, to the low scores. Because, like, I don't know, it just seemed like a lot happened, for sure. Mm. But it was just kind of silly. Wasn't all that interesting. It kind of knew it was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave it a 4 out of 10.
Okay. Yeah, it was, I don't know. It actually kind of what happened was the ending was like very action packed, and it kind of made me wish that that was like maybe stretched out a bit throughout the middle of the movie or the beginning, where it was a bit dull. And I think that might have landed a little better. It was a little too much at the end. And also, like you say, it was pretty predictable. I did have a feeling like, oh, it turns out nothing really happened, but really something was going on. But then it did get silly. I think I'm right there with you. 4 out of 10.
Okay, well, how about you pick? You go with your score first for overall score to 10.
Okay. I think just as a general summary, it was just sort of like an in-the-middle movie, very average. Not too bad, not fantastic. Just kind of was like, yeah, it was pretty good. And for a movie that I thought was, yeah, pretty good, I'd give it a 5 out of 10. Like you said earlier, a 5 out of 10 movie.
Yeah. It was as average of a movie as you could have. The goods and the bads kind of outweighed each other to an even 0. So 5 out of 10.
Hey, well. Same score.
Pretty crazy. Okay, well, the burbs. You know, we did it. And now we can say we did it. And that was a movie that happened.
It's in the books. It's done. It's over with.
Yeah, any clues you want to throw up for episode number 76, which is your movie, which is not a Christmas movie? Or a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie, apparently.
It is not a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie. It is a Keanu Reeves movie.
Oh, no.
And also has Patrick Swayze. Two people we've had on the podcast before.
So we're watching Point Break, is what you're saying?
We're watching Point Break.
Wow. Not the 2015 remake, but the 1991 film.
You are like the fifth person I've been like, oh, we're watching Point Break. The remake or the original? I didn't even know there was a damn remake.
It wasn't very good.
We're watching the damn original. Have you seen the original?
See, the original Point Break, it was also one of those movies where it would always be on TBS. But I don't think I've sat down and watched the full thing from beginning to end. So you're good.
All right, perfect. It's a bit longer. It's two hours, but hopefully that's okay.
Yeah. That sounds good. I can watch it. It's on YouTube. Unlikely. Yeah, no game, Point Break. Sounds good. Johnny Utah? That's Keanu Reeves' name in the movie.
And I want to give Keanu Reeves a chance because I've yet to see him in a movie that where his acting is good.
There's a Nicolas Cage movie coming out that looks real good.
Which one?
Well, I have to find what it's called. Don't think it's... Like, it's coming into theaters, or it's... One second.
Okay.
Wow, Point Break. That's good. There might be a Christmas movie, you don't know.
There might be some Christmas in it. I have absolutely no idea. I know absolutely nothing about it.
Nerds, movies.
I mentioned it to someone today, and they're like, oh, you like The Beach? I'm like, The Beach? It's like, yeah, it's about... It's like in... There's lots of beach. It's like, oh, I didn't know that. Surfing and beaches and... Gosh, I don't know. I don't know things.
Nicolas Cage is in a movie called Dream Scenario.
Mm-hmm.
2023 American black comedy fantasy film that actually releases tomorrow.
Oh.
In theaters. So... probably not a podcast, maybe, but something to check out. It's gotten good reviews. Point Break. $19.91. All right. Well, good for us.
Yes.
Keanu Reeves. Have we done a Keanu Reeves movie?
We certainly have. We've done Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Oh, he's what? In it. I would say that's a Keanu Reeves movie.
Oh, okay.
I guess not. All right. Might as well start now. Okay. What were you doing on the weekend of February 26, 2010? Did you go to the Olympics? It's when the Olympics were in town.
No, I would have been in my last year of high school. I think, right? Does that make sense? Yep. Yeah.
Sure.
Graduated 2010, pretty sure. So... yeah, that's what I was doing. I was in high school. I was probably seeing movies.
Do you know who Logan Lerman is?
Logan Lerman. I don't think so.
Do you know what an adventure fantasy family movie is?
Well, who's the producer?
Like that was a 20th Century Fox movie that made $70 million over 3 weeks.
No, I can't say I know.
The tagline is Worlds Collide. It also stars Brandon T. Jackson and Alexandra Daddario.
I don't know any of those people.
Yeah, this one's going to be a tough one, isn't it? 2010. Oh, well, here you go. Accident-prone teenager Percy discovers he's actually a demigod, the son of Poseidon, and he's needed when Zeus's lightning is stolen. Percy must master his newfound skills in order to prevent a war between the gods that could devastate the entire world.
I still don't know what the hell that shit is.
Well, it's Percy Jackson.
Okay, I've heard that before. It's like a fantasy guy?
Apparently, Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief. Easy. Okay, the next one. This movie, is it also a 20th Century Fox movie? Mm-hmm. It only made $706 million over 11 weeks.
Just terrible.
Starring Sam Worthington. Now.
The fuck is that?
It's the guy who stars in Avatar. Avatar, did it come out in 2010?
Probably. If it made that much money, it must have been.
20th Century Fox was Avatar?
It's got to be.
It is. Wow. Okay. Overture Films, a company I never heard of before, $16 million in its first week.
Good Lord.
Timothy Oliphant stars in this mystery horror action movie. Timothy Oliphant, the other two actors are names I've never heard of before.
Timothy Oliphant. Isn't that what Frodo and Sam see in Lord of the Rings, the Oliphants? Timothy Oliphant? I don't know. What's the damn tagline, brother?
Fear thy neighbor.
Fear thy neighbor. Well, it's not.
Four friends find themselves trapped in their small hometown to discover their friends and neighbors going quickly and horrifically insane. Couldn't tell you.
No idea. No idea whatsoever.
It's called The Crazies.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers film, $18 million in its first week. Action comedy crime, Bruce Willis. Action comedy crime, Bruce Willis. Tracy Morgan.
It's Tracy Morgan.
He's an actor. was on Saturday Night Live. Comedian. It's something cop, like some buddy cop, but what was it, Cop Out? Ooh, it's Cop Out. Okay.
Nicely done.
It's called Cop Out. Okay, and the last one, as we're kind of speed running this, $75 million over 2 weeks, Paramount Pictures, drama, thriller, mystery, starring Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio in 2010.
What is this? Drama, thriller, mystery. I have one movie that comes to mind.
Shutter Island came to mind for me.
Shutter Island is also in the movie I'm thinking of.
Try it.
Correct. Shutter Island, we're at the 49th percentile.
Basically, right down the middle. Could be worse. The Could crazies.
Worse. Yeah, that got us.
I'll look that up and see what the hell that is. The crazies.
Northern Lion has been doing these again.
Yes, he has. Yes, he has.
He does a whole thing that we can't really do in a
no
in a medium like this. But
takes him an hour sometimes.
Yeah.
Huh.
For sure.
Yeah. Looked up the crazies. Doesn't even the poster. The doesn't look familiar at all.
No.
Danielle Panabaker.
Can watch it now on Prime.
Oh, she's in Sky High. I almost picked that movie.
Oh, thank you for not.
You're welcome. Well then, we're done a little earlier than usual, aren't we?
Well, unless you like had something else you wanted talk about or discuss?
Not necessarily, no. Your work's been good, or?
Yeah, well, I as you may know, I've been in Langford for a few months.
Yes.
But in the new year, I'm heading back to Victoria. To work, which is great news. This is I got a position because somebody has sadly passed away.
Oh,
so that opened up a spot which I took.
Mm-hmm.
This is the second time actually that I've gotten a job because somebody died.
Oh,
the first time. Being back all the way in 2012 at Fairways, a supervisor at Brentwood, had a heart attack or something, died. Then they moved me to Brentwood. And now, this happened. So good luck. I've had good luck with people dying and let me have jobs.
Yeah, good luck, bad luck, you call it what you may. That is something else, at least. Hey, can I ask you a question about Canadian? Where do you work again? Canada Post.
I deliver a lot of mail to your old job on that same road.
Canadian Springs.
Yeah.
Why is it that sometimes you guys deliver like Amazon packages?
I don't know. I was told is just like help them out. They don't have enough. They sometimes they need Canada Post to deliver Amazon packages.
So Amazon has like commissioned Canada Post, like they pay them to do it, I guess.
I would assume so.
That's interesting. And then sometimes like you order something online and then it was like Canada Post will deliver it. But then sometimes it's like DHL or, one of those people who do it. I was like, I wonder what decides that.
Yeah, no idea.
Okay, you haven't really answered my question then.
I just show up and they put everything on a nice little dolly for me, and I put it in my truck, and then I deliver it.
And is there like a size limit to what you can deliver?
Yeah, it's like 50 pounds, I think.
50
And then
pounds.
it needs two people.
Oh.
I think, or sort of like 25 kilograms. I can't remember what it is. I think it's 50 pounds.
And how do you get into like condo buildings? You
Oh,
just.
we have. Okay, so you next time you go to your front door,
Yeah.
look at the panel that has like all of like your names on it, or like all the numbers. There's like a little keyhole. It doesn't look like a key, but it's like a circle.
Yeah.
And so we have keys for every building
That seems like a
in
lot of power to
Victoria.
have.
And a lot of the keys are actually the same for many buildings. But
That's
yeah,
crazy.
we can get into any building with our keys. So like sometimes, depending on the route, like today I did a route that was just 95% houses. So I only had, one key for a mailbox. And then there's other times where I have like 13 keys I gotta carry around because I'm in different apartments and different boxes open. So,
Is there someone that like sets up your route before you get there and gets those keys ready for you, or?
well, no, it's just so if say I'm doing like route 200 today, then that route already has a set of keys. So you just grab those keys and then head out because it's the same every time.
Okay. You're saying. Very
Yeah.
interesting.
Yeah, mail is so interesting. This is the worst time of year, though, to work in the mail sector.
Because there's like way more of it.
Yeah, because there's way more of it. But, overtime pay is nice, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, they're pretty good at paying overtime if you go over your.
Yeah,
That's
for
good, at
sure.
least. That's good.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah, not bad.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Well, I guess I'm just gonna end the podcast now.
Okay.
Episode 75. I mean, that's 75.
Pretty
That's cool.
incredible.
Pretty incredible. We've gone so far. We've done so much. 75 different movies. Well, I guess 74 different movies. One of these episodes was just like a year in review, which maybe we'll do again. Maybe we won't. I don't
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, you and everybody else take care, and I'll see you in December.
Thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.